fighters, let me tell you about Anthony. In 2020, he did $300,000 in top line revenue, lost 10,000 bucks, and only paid himself 12 grand that whole calendar year. And I don't know about you, but that's just not going to cut it. So in 2021, he decided to get involved in our contractor fight programs. And in 2021, he sold 2.8 million at a 50% gross profit. And he actually performed it at a 50% or better as a one-man show while being a husband, father, active in his church, and a full-time college student who graduated in December of 2021 with a 4.0 GPA. This year, 2022, Anthony is still part of our Battleground program, and he's kicking even more butt. This year, he's on track to do over 3.5 million by the end of the year. So I want to let you know that we're opening up Battleground again soon here. And if you click the link in the show notes or go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you could check out what's going on behind the scenes there that has helped Anthony and hundreds of other people have massive wins in a pretty quick time frame in their businesses. Go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground.
Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. I was reading a Robert Greene book, The Laws of Human Nature, and came across a quote that really struck me. And it reads, quote, "Don't ask the injured how they feel, lest you become injured yourself." And immediately when I heard that, I started thinking about just a personal relationship that I'm dealing with right now that I really have to actively try and not absorb the other people's emotional bullshit, because at times it feels like it's just kind of like a hostage situation, right? Where it's getting thrown on me just to kind of hold me back or cage me or something. So, but then seeing how I had to pull something on my ass for Friday Fails this week, I started thinking about how I apply that to business. It really started jumping out. You know, it's like what I hear all the time in our free group and our paid Battleground group, and also working one-to-one with people, is we all kind of struggle. Maybe it's the human condition, for those of you who aren't naturally assholes like myself, to help people and to kind of internalize the issues of others as your own to try and help them find a resolution. So, you know, what are some examples of that that we see in the day-to-day aspects of our business? You know, I think number one is money. You know, you start talking about a project, you throw out some pricing, and suddenly, you know, you get the violins come out of, you know, either they just flat out don't have the money, right? But more often than not, it's just more than they wanted to spend, or, you know, Billy wants to go to fucking Disney, or they have to buy a new car or get a roof or some new windows in conjunction with whatever you're doing. And, you know, they just start kind of tell you all the reasons why they can't afford you. And that's when we start negotiating against ourselves, trying to just help these fucking people. Other instances that we kind of, I see contractors, I know myself in the past, used to get sucked into were they had bad experiences on a previous job, right? Somebody else went in there and just ran roughshod over these poor homeowners, had a miserable experience. As a result, we get to get dragged through all of their baggage during our sales process, and extra references and all these questions, you know, challenging our integrity. And a lot of times people just kind of like, well, I'm going to wave that contractor flag from the top of the mountain and be the example for the world type of mindset. And you're just, again, you're just taking on other people's shit and making it your own. And the last way I kind of saw it always happen was just when there's timeline or like consequences of something not getting done. I remember years ago, we were painting some house and the staircase going up to the deck were just like, they're hanging on by like some galvanized strapping. I mean, just completely unsafe. They weren't even built correctly from the start. And so I'm telling the homeowner, like, hey man, you know, doing this job here, we got all this other carpentry, we're doing side and all this other shit. I go, but your deck is like, you're gonna die. And the only reason I can't even send my guys up that deck, it's up the stairs, are so dangerous. And you know, he got this sob story about being at the top of his budget and all of this crap. And in the end, we fixed it just because it was, I felt like I could walk away not fixing it at that point. But that was just an example of where I took on some other person's shit, made it my own. I paid for it, paid for this repair. And, you know, whether you had no money or not is another question, and goes back to the first one about the money issues. But, you know, now I'm thinking about this shit, reminds me of the story. God, this pissed me off. Old man looking at the outside of his house. He was really kind of detached. And this was before I was in the Shinfu, so I wasn't pre-qualifying very well and just kind of showing up to whoever fogged the mirror. And start talking to this guy. You know, I was like, what's going on with him? And then he like walks me out to the garage. He opens a garage door. He's got his car there, like, you know, like a Mercury Sable or some old grandpa car. And the back bumper is completely mauled. Looks like a pit bull attacked or something. This dude's been hitting shopping carts and signs, whatever, everywhere he goes. And out of his pocket, he pulls one of those little factory touch-up kits, right? The little tube with like the brush in it. Looks like mascara or something. He's like, you know, before I hire you to paint my house, would you mind showing me your talent on my bumper? And that was a moment, I think, where like my contracting life flashed before my eyes and I realized just what a fucking idiot I had been in the past, falling prey to some of these little sob stories that we get from homeowners. And I just remember I held that touch of paint in my hand for a second. I passed it back to him and just excused myself, spun my heel, walked out to my truck and drove away. I don't know if I said anything after that. I was just so more disgusted with myself and just didn't want to crush this old dude's heart in the last decade of his life with what I was really thinking. So anyway, so instead of taking on the customer issues and making our own, what should we do? Well, the Shinfu pre-qual process digs in really heavily on the motivation, right? So the goal of that is to show them a resolution to their problems. And so, you know, the steps of doing this is like, we just kind of drag them through the emotions of what's going on, like their pain or their pleasure or whatever their motive is, right? Because they're going to purchase for their own reasons, not for any of our reasons. We have to make sure that they're actually in touch with and have found the depths or highs of their own emotions to kind of sway their purchase. The second thing is you have to make them quantify the importance of this project. You know, what's going to happen, Bill, if you don't put a new roof on before this fucking hurricane comes on shore? It's like, let him tell you how, you know, the roof's probably going to leak and it's going to destroy all their furniture and they have to move out, black mold or whatever. Like, let them paint that picture again. Don't you be giving them the answers to the quiz. And then finally, let them discover through your attentive listening and just kind of where you steer the conversation that you are the one that can make all this bad shit go away in their life. And once you've gotten those things, once you drag them through the emotions of the decision they're making, quantify the importance of it, and let them come to the realization that you can make all of this go away, you ask them what you do, what they want to do next. You don't tell them, you don't just like drop a proposal or anything like that. Do not present the solution. Let them, once again, define the solution they want. Maybe that's half the scope you want to do. Who knows? But like, they're going to purchase what they want, not what you prescribe necessarily. So let them define what that is. Even more importantly, it just lets them own it. So it wasn't you steering in a certain way. Hey, how come we only did, you know, 25-year shingles instead of this? It's like, because that's what you said, Bob. That's what you said you wanted. And then they opt in and kind of this relieves you of some responsibility for their decisions. So that kind of process of just staying immune to the customer's issues is the essence of what you hear. So we talk about zero fuck sales, right? Like selling like you don't give a shit. And you just need to, while you want to generally try and help somebody and obviously make a sale, I would encourage you to stay emotionally distant through the sales process. You know, they're not your customer until they actually give you some money. So don't pretend like they're some coveted jewel when they haven't given you shit yet. I was just kind of remember this still saying like, you know, not my circus, not my monkeys, wherever the hell that goes. We all have crap going on in our lives. And I certainly don't need to take on anybody else's in the course of my doing business. So to best serve your customers and the best, more importantly, best serve yourself and your business, keep the eye on you. Do your best to serve people, but don't throw their rocks in your pack. So with that, I'll leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.